From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Turkey are continuing to round up thousands of people, including military and judiciary officials, suspected of having roles in Friday's failed coup. Foreign leaders, including the top U.S. diplomat, is urging Turkish leaders to exercise restraint. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he supports bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup in Turkey to justice, but warned the government against doing too far or going too far rather than restoring order in the country.
We also firmly urge the government of Turkey to maintain calm and stability throughout the country. And we also urge the government of Turkey to uphold the highest standards of respect for the nation's democratic institutions and the rule of law.
The attempted coup and the apparent crackdown in Turkey by President Recep Erdogan's government topped the agenda at Monday's meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. Police in the United States say the military veteran accused of shooting to death three police officers in the southern city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday, deliberately targeted the officers. Police say Gavin Long was more than 100 yards away when he began carrying out what police officials say was the assassination of the officers. Louisiana State Police Superintendent Mike Edmondson.
It is the chilling and the sheer brutality of the shooting. There is no doubt whatsoever that these officers were intentionally targeted and assassinated. It was a calculated act against those who work to protect his community every single day.
Police say Long appears to have used social media extensively, including up to the time of the attack. His social posting sometimes described violence as an answer to what he views as oppression of African Americans. This is VOA News. Somali officials say at least 14 civilians were killed and several wounded during a shootout between Ethiopian troops and Al-Shabaab fighters in southwest Somalia. Authorities say the Ethiopian troops looking for Al-Shabaab members came under fire as they were leaving a village. The chief of the village is among the victims killed. U.S. police are on heightened alert at the Republican Party's National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. A state law allowing people to openly carry firearms in Ohio is apparently adding to the concern of law enforcement. But some supporters of Donald Trump say they are not brandishing firearms to be a threat to police.
We're very concerned. Again, we feel like it's an open season on police officers. It's assault on decency, and that's why we have kind of shifted our message. Obviously, we're here for Donald Trump, but we're also here to stand with law enforcement, and we will do whatever it takes to see that the police officers stay safe.
I chose to carry to show that I have a Second Amendment right and to show that I am willing to use it, and I do.
Inside the convention hall, anti-Trump delegates were denied a roll call vote to change party rules to avoid being bound to back Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee, by the end of the week. Delegates, though, will nominate Mr. Trump as its presidential candidate for the upcoming November election. Trump will accept the nomination Thursday after outlasting 16 other candidates during the primary election season. Trump's wife, Melania, is among the speakers addressing delegates this evening. Speakers are expected to focus on immigration, national security, and terrorism. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton will accept the party's nomination at their convention next week in Philadelphia. U.S. health officials say they believe that a man who recently died while infected with the Zika virus in the state of Utah passed the disease to a caregiver beforehand, raising questions about how the virus is spread. Officials with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Monday that the caregiver appears to have recovered from the infection. Zika is spread primarily through mosquito bites. Experts are especially concerned about infected mosquitoes biting pregnant women. They say this could cause microcephaly, which is linked to brain defects from birth. And a Paris prosecutor says the man accused of killing 84 people on Bastille Day in the attack on the French seaside city of Nice had expressed interest in radical Islam. Authorities say Mohamed Bouela showed support for the Islamic State group and searched online for information about the Orlando attack on a gay nightclub. For more details on these stories and other news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.